Meseches Tzibis Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis. Hamadir is Ishto Shelo Titom Echad Mikoa Peris. Somebody who makes a netter against his wife that she cannot taste a certain type of fruit. Now, even though a person cannot offer on his wife fruit that does not belong to him. Here we are talking about where really she was the one that made the netter. Just since the Baal has a schus to be made for a netter that his wife makes, and here he refused to be made for the netter, the din is, Yoitzi v'yitin ksuba, you must divorce her immediately and give her a ksuba. Even though we saw in the previous Mishnah that even where he himself makes the netter not allowing his wife to benefit from his property, he can hold on to her for 30 days. The Ron explained, when he was the one that makes the netter, the wife does not think that he hates her. Just that he made the netter, i.e. de kach, he was angry. But over here, where she was the one that made the netter and he coldly refused to be made for the netter, she thinks he hates her, that's why he didn't want to be made for it, so she cannot live with him at all, and therefore he must divorce her immediately. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, B'Yisrael, Yoim Echad Yikayim, Shnayim Yoitzi, B'Yitin Tzuba. Rabbi Yehuda says, if the husband is Yisrael, he is not a Kohen, then we give him one day to help her find a Hetzer for the netter, Ayidei Achacha. And after the first day, if he does not help her find a Hetzer, he must divorce her and give her a Tzuba. Uva Kohenes, Shnayim Yikayim, Shloisha Yoitzi, B'Yitin Tzuba. If she is a Kohenet, the husband is a Kohen, and if he divorces her, he cannot take her back. Then we give him 2 days to help her find a Hetzer, Ayidei Achacha. But after 2 days, he must divorce her and give her a Tzuba. Zechak Tzubis Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel. Hamadir is Ishto Shelo Tiskashe Be'echad Mikoami. Somebody who makes a netter against his wife that she cannot use a certain cosmetic. Now, even though, as we said in the previous Mishnah, that a person cannot offer something on his wife that does not belong to him. Again, we are talking about over here where she was the one that made the netter, just he refused to be made for the netter, and it's as if he made the netter himself. Yoitzi v'yitin ksuba, the din here is also that he must divorce her immediately and give her a ksuba, as she thinks he hates her, and that's why he didn't want to be made for the netter, therefore she cannot live with him at all. Rabbi Yoitzi Omer, ba'aniyas shelo natan kitzba. Rabbi Yoitzi says, if they are poor, then only if the netter is for an undetermined amount of time. Then, if the Baal refused to be made for the netter, he must divorce her and give her a ksuba. And the Gemara explains an undetermined amount of time means anything over a year. Uva ashiris shleishinyom. But if they are wealthy, if the netter is for more than 30 days, then he must divorce her. But if it's for less than 30 days, then she can wait 30 days without using that cosmetic.